Topic of Halacha series, Parshas Toldos, Tovshin Ein Zayin. Today we'll discuss a bit about truth and false. We find in this week's Parsha a lot of untruths. Yaakov says, Ani Esav b'cherecha. He goes into full Yitzchak. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Beit Amud Aleph, Kol HaMachlif B'Diburoi, a person who changes his words, he's setting something, he twists the words a bit. Says Rashi, "Meshane b'diburoi shloye nikar." The other party shouldn't notice what he's saying, shouldn't realize what's happening. Kilo oivet avodizor. Wow. Ksiv ocha v'yisi be'inov kemesatea. Yaakov was afraid of since you'll be caught tricking Yitzchak, and he'll be in his eyes like a mesatea. V'ksiv osom. Hevel heima masa tatuim. Connection to avodah zarah. Says the Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen. That means that were not have been that Yaakov received a special heter through Rivka's nevuah, it would have been a sin like avodah zarah, the sin of misleading someone, of speaking a non-truth. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hamud Aleph, Choy Samoy Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Says Rashi, it's the first letter, the Aleph, and the last letter, the Sof, Hashem Ani Rishoin V'Ani Acharoin. The Medrash brought down in Baraturim says, Bereshis Bara Elohim Soifet Tevis A Emes. Bereshis Bara Elohim. That's the beginning of the creation. Then we say Asher Bara Elohim Lasois at the end. Also Rosh Tevis Emes. To teach us that from the beginning of the creation to the end, it's all dependent on Emes. The Mishnah says in Ovois, one of the Amudim of the Shloisha Dvorim Ma'olam Oimed, one of them is Emes. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Daled Amud Aleph tells us, "My time a sheker, shin kuf reish, am a karvan milei, they're close to each other, and Emes am a rachken milei, they're far away, the Aleph and the Mem and the Sof are very far apart." Says the Gemara two reasons. Says the Gemara, Shikra Shchiach. It's common to find Sheker. Kushta Loi Shchiach. It's hard to find truth. Sheker, it's very easy. They're together. The Emes, you have to look, you have to go far, far and apart to find the Emes. Ask the Gemara, Umaitaima Shikra Achade Kari Kai. Why is the Sheker standing on one foot? Because the shin is pointed, and the kuf is pointed, and the resh is also pointed. But the emes mal bein libunei, the emes are like a brick. The aleph has two legs, and the mem has a flat bottom, and the sof has also two legs. Why is it the sheker is all pointed, and the emes is all stable? Says the Gemara, Kushta Kai, Shikra Loi Kai. Because the MS stands, Sheker cannot stand. So one hand we learn that Sheker is available, and MS is not available, it's hard to find. On the other hand, Sheker doesn't stand, and the MS stands. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, Omar Rafa. Mireish Havamina. I initially said Leike Kushta Baalma. You can't find people who speak the truth. Who always speak the truth. I met this Humi Rabbanon. He told me, if I'd be given all the treasures of the world, I would not change my words. Why? Because once I was in a certain place called Kushta. The name of the town was called Kushta. They wouldn't change their words. And people wouldn't die early. That's the way it was. People would not die early. And I got married there. I had two children from this lady. I fathered two children. One day my wife was washing her hair. The neighbor came and knocked at the door. And he wanted to speak to my wife. I thought, it's not their hair to have to say what she's doing. My wife's in the bathroom. So Omar, he said, she's not at home. She's not here. Both children died. Bad enough. The people of the town came, Omar, my high! What's going on over here? Why do two children die? In our town, people don't die early. Amalu, hachi ave maisa. I told them a story. I said my wife's not at home. Amalu, amule, b'metusaminoch. Please forgive us. But punk me'asrin, get out of here. Please forgive us and get out of here. Re'tigirbu musna ba'hanach inshi. Don't bring death to us. So that's the power of truth. And the lack of truth brought death. What's the connection? Any ideas? Why is it the truth brings life and the lack of truth brings death? I agree. Just looking for a bit more. Any other ideas? Says the Marshal, so if you take some of that away, if you take the Aleph away, what are you left with? Mes. If you take the Aleph away from Emes, you're left with Mes. And you make sure to keep the Emes going, you make sure there's no Mes, it kind of turns into Emes. That's what the Marshal says over there. It's amazing, we're finding the importance of Emes. With what? I'm not aware of the story, but it definitely fits in very well. Okay, but in our parasha we're finding a lack of truth. Yaakov Avinu is not saying the truth. So the truth is that we have to know what is truth. Truth is not always truth. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov says, if Reuben's running after Shimon, he wants to kill Shimon or beat him up, and Shimon runs into your home and Reuben asks you, where is Shimon? Where is he? Is he by you? So are you going to say, well, I have to tell you the truth. The truth is, he's right there. Is that true? That's not the truth. You have to say he's not there. Because there's a different Hanoga called Im Ikesh Tit Patal. Pasuk Tehilim. Shlomo Volba in Alei Shur. Also proving that truth is not always true. Truth is not always truth. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Are you allowed to say Lashon Hara? No, but it's true. I saw the guy, I saw him beating his wife up. Can I tell everyone in shul? No. But it's true. So what? Don't have to tell people his faults. Where did he learn that from? It's the pasuk in Chumash. Lo yisishma shmei ashov. Says Rashi. Azor lemekabel lashon hara. Lo yisishma shmei ashov. What's the Targum say? Lo yisishma shma dishkar. Sheker. Why is it sheker? It's true. It's true. He did it. No, but that's, it's called sheker, because since your intention in saying of the story is a bad intention, so for what you're saying is in fact sheker, because the definition of truth is not necessarily facts. It's what Ratzon Hashem is, and in this case, in this scenario, Ratzon Hashem is you shouldn't say it, so you turn it into sheker. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Aflam Beis Amud Aleph, discusses what is the Anaf Eitz Avos. In Sukkot we have a mitzvah of taking Anaf Eitz Avos. What is it? Anyone know? What is Anaf Eitz Avos? We have a lulav. What is that called? The Adas. Anaf Eitz Avos is the Adas. As the Gemara, the Eima Hirduf. Maybe it's something called the Hirduf. Or Ma'abaye, Trochel Darchi Noyam. Says Rashi, the Hirduf has prickles to it, thorns to it. Says not Darchi Noyam. Rava Omar, Nihocha, no. Ha'emes Vasholoim Ehovu. The emes and the peace are in love. Says Rashi, Ze Loy Emes Veloy Sholoim Shu Osi V'Sama Moves. The Hirduf is poisonous. And therefore, it's not emes and it's not shalom. There's no pasuk of emes v'shalom ehovu. As the Rishur, I understand why it's not shalom. Since it kills people, it's not shalom. But why is it not emes? Mazgashur emes. Rashi says that the hirduf cannot be what the term means. If it's not emes, it's not shalom. Why is it not emes? So again, we're learning over here. Emes is not always fact. What's the result? Since the result here is something undesired, it's not the MS. It's not MS to say that the Anaf Eitz Avos is Hirduf. So therefore, if I could say, if saying the facts, but the result is not good, is called sheker. If you twist the facts, but the result is good, it could be called emes. But Yaakov Avinu, who is doing the right thing, he's twisting the facts and saying ani esef harecha, could be called emes. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. In the Kovei Taurus, he says, all these surim we have in the Torah of Ben Odom Chaveroi, they're not black and white surim. They're only asur if it's derech kilkul v'ashchosa, if you're doing bad with them. If you're doing something bad to another person, that's when it's asur. We have Reisisna. Not that to hate your brother, but if the Gemara says if you saw him doing dvareva, you'd have to hate him. Makara, what happened to this of resistance and sachir b'vavecha? Because here it's not negative. You hate him for the bad deed. It's not negative. We have the issa of, there's an issa of causing damage to someone else, of injuring someone else. Says the Rambam, kol hamakeh adam kasher Yisrael, you hit someone, ben katan ben gadol, derech nitzayon, if you hit someone through a fight, then over loy tasa shenema lo yosef lahakoyse. What's the Rambam emphasizing? If you hit someone in the course of a fight in a negative way, you want to harm him, you want to hurt him, that's what's asa. What's the Rambam adding? So the Bechonon, because a rab is allowed to hit his talmid, a father is allowed to hit his son. What's the hetzah? You're doing a lav deraisa. If you hit someone else, you're even a lav deraisa. Why is a father allowed to hit his son? Why is a rab allowed to hit his talmid? Because it's not derech nitzayon. It's not. It's the same action, but it's for good. It's not, I'm trying to hurt you and harm you, and I'm in a fight with you. The Torah didn't answer that. There's a love of not hurting an Amon or a Yosim. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav. Chayev Odom Yizor Bi Yosimim Uva Almonais. Shenehmar Kol Amon Ve Yosim Eisanon. Be very careful not to flip the Yosim. B'med V'amurim B'zman Shem Ana Oison Nitzor Ki Atzmai. If you want for yourself, you want him to work for you, give him a hard life for yourself. That's when the Isra is. Even Imna Oison Arav Dilalamdom Torah Oy Umnus. If the Rav is afflicting his Talmud who's an orphan to teach him Torah, to teach him a trade, or to teach him Derech Eretz, raise the mutar. What happens to the Rav? Does the Rav, you're causing him pain. The orphan, your Talmud is screaming, he's crying. What are you doing? It's not what the Torah is answering. The Torah is answering cause pain for no reason. But here there's a Torah. Okay. There's a lav. There's an issa voinos dvorim. You're not allowed to cause person pain. Say negative things to him. There's an issa of embarrassing people in public. There's an issa to curse a Jew. Yet, says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav. B'mei dvar amurim, that a person you rebuke someone quietly and he didn't listen to you, so you leave him alone. Afa b'divrei shomayim, im lo yichaz aloi b'seiser, a person doing avera or ben adam lamokoim, and you warned him and he's not changing his ways. Machlimim oitzei berabim, will embarrass him in public, and then the whole shul, the rab will get up and bang, you see Mr. Plony, he's doing an avera in front of the whole shul. Machlimim oitzei berabim, mefarsamim chetoi, there'll be an email out, be careful, look at Mr. Plony. Umechalfim oitzei befonov, says the Rambam, will embarrass him in front of him. Umevazin umekalalin, the rabbi will get up and he'll curse this person in public. That's all the Nevi'im were doing. They'll be mechiyach Am Yisrael. They're screaming at them. What happened to all these affairs? You're causing the person intense pain. You're cursing him. You're embarrassing him. What happened to all these? Where did they go to? Teretz says, the only asa, if the intention is bad, but it's derech teichacha, it's a way of rebuking him so he changes ways. That wasn't us the b'chal. So if that's the case, that all these surim are, they're only there when they're done for bad, in a bad way. So maybe the same thing would be with sheker. There's an issa of sheker, but as much as the sheker is the toheles, there's no issa of sheker. In the same light, as much as this is I'm not lying, the sake of lying, the sake of fooling you, because I want to gain out of this, I want to cheat you, I want to get some fame on people to think I'm so clever, I'm doing sheker mamash l'toeles, to avoid the machloikas, whatever reason, it's not sneers, whatever yaterim you have, as much as it's l'toeles, it's not sheker. That's not what the Torah asked. Shulchan Aruch, Tovkuf Samachi, says a person who is ane, a person who is fasting, or mafarsim atzma lachirim. Rabbi say, I'm fasting today. Hey, look at me. Dishtapeach shu misane. He's trying to get fame out of this. Hu nenash al kach. Get a punishment. So if he's publicizing himself, then he gets a punishment. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mashma im shoyelim oisai. If he's asked, are you fasting? He didn't go and publicize himself, but he was asked, are you fasting? So you can say true, you can say yes. He's not trying to show off, but he was asked, he's answering. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Morgan Avraham, it's better you should say, no, I'm not fasting. You should lie and say, I'm not fasting. What is built of? Where does it come from? It comes from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel. It says the three things that a Talmud Chacham will be Meshane. He won't tell the truth. B'Maseches, B'Puria, B'Shpiza. What Maseches? Says Rashi, that he's asked, do you know this Masechta? Have you finished Shas? So even though he has, Yoimaloi, lav. No, I haven't. You should lie and say no. Umidas anovahi. Because he wants to be humble. And therefore, should lie. He should say no, I haven't learned it. Even though he has. I don't know it, even though he does. So therefore, he was well, said the Magen Avraham, it's better if you ask, are you fasting? You say, no. Because it's a Midas Hanova. Should lie. Ad kedei kach, the poskim discuss what happens if you're a guest and you're fasting. You're offered food. You don't say that I'm fasting. You don't say I'm fasting. So you have a choice. The bowl of soup has been served to you, but you're fasting. Do you say I'm fasting? Because what are you going to do with the bowl of soup? Or your host has got a phone call. Can you go and pour it down the drain? Go into the bathroom and pour it out, and then it looks as if you finished your meal. So the apoiskim in Mishnah Berurah Dirshu brings it down. It says, Osa, because it's true, you're allowed to say, I'm not fasting, but it's Baal Tashchis. Wasting the food. You have gewaldige food, this great food served to you. You're throwing it away. Why, chaval, someone else could eat it. Just say you're fasting. And he brings in the Zdechemet. The Zdechemet says, not Baal Tashchis. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. You don't publicize that you're fasting. And therefore, you know, it's not called wasting the food. Okay.
Isn't that the support for that?
What? Is it Baal Tashchis?
Yes. They didn't eat the food, but they made it disappear something like this, right?
I'm not sure it's the same.
No.
They're not people. They don't have. They don't have power. Can you bring your iPhone?
If you want to reveal their own opinion, right? Like here, he doesn't want to reveal his fasting.
But the Melochim is what? So therefore? They what?
So you can't learn from them.
But we do learn that they weren't Mashana. They kept the custom. The people eat, so we also eat.
Baltash, I mean, maybe wrong, but Baltash, just my understanding is that if it's like wanton, it's there's no purpose to do it. You just say, let me just chop down the tree.
Right.
No purpose. Let me just. But the moment there's a purpose,
right? It's,
which clearly there is here.
Right.
Then it's not for no reason.
So you must. That's the Dechemet. He says it's Dvar.
He's saying it's a mitzvah. No, Dvar mitzvah. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah.
No, I mean, it means you're doing it for a purpose. Dvar mitzvah. There's no mitzvah for throw it away, but the mitzvah is to keep, since you want to hide your tainus. I'm talking about personal tainus, not a public fast. But a private fast he took upon himself. So therefore, that's not called batah, it's not called destroying food. Destroying food, batah is when it's for no purpose. Here there's a purpose.
Maybe I'll just give an example. If somebody serves some food and they're allergic to it, but it's going to humiliate the host if they found out that they're serving. So, but it's perfectly good food. So if he also went to the bathroom and spilled it out, it's good food. But his intention is because he clearly can't eat it, he's allergic to it. But his intention is a proper intention. He doesn't want to embarrass those. So is that about Hashkas?
Yes.
Presumably not. Even though he spilled the food out.
Right. In the Sefer Igros Moshe, in Yerodea, Chelek Yimol, he was asked by some Rosh Hashiva, he has a Moisad, that he asked to meet one of the Gevirim, about Tzedakah, and the Gevir said, come to my office, yeah, I'll give you a donation, come to my office. He comes to the office at the correct hour, and the secretary says, listen, I've told my boss that he should not give you the promised donation until you reveal who gave you the details. Who's the one that leaks the information that my boss gives that money for tzedakah? You want to know who snitched on you? Who leaked the information and gave you the number and told you to speak to my boss? You're not going to get your promised donation till you give us the information. This is the shaila that Moshe was asked. So he says to Moshe, it's obviously they intend to penalize you if you don't say the name who this guy is, then they're not going to give you the donation. You should know that it's posture that
the
Rosh Hashiva who's invited to come to the office, and he's been told by the secretary that is now we're not going to file your case unless you tell us who was the guy who leaked the information. And obviously, on this, who leaked the information? Someone else also received the donation. And obviously, they're going to penalize both sides. Once you tell us the information that guy who told us, who told you, and then obviously he'll never be getting again. And if you don't tell us, you're not going to be getting.
I believe that's a dinner as a rechila. So you might as well say you're not going to get the donation unless you eat treif. I mean, like, of course, what's the shot?
So says Moshe, so you should know, if they don't give you your donation, then they're over on it's mitzvah tzedakah, they're over on bal ta'acher, and lo yachal dvaroi, and kol mitzvah tzedakah tishmor, they were promised the donation, and this secretary who gave the idea is over in a favor. And obviously you're not allowed to tell them about who it was. But says Moshe, we're on the topic, is it right or wrong to pass on information? Let's now discuss the guy who did leak the information.
So he was asking Moshe if he can tell us who the leaker was.
Right. So Moshe, yes?
Like you, and you said there was a Rasha, can you say he gave you this information?
What, about Rasha?
I mean, so we get the information, and there was a Rasha anyway.
Yeah, maybe it is. Okay. Anyway, says Moshe, I want to discuss now, in principle, are you allowed to leak information? You have a bal tzedakah, you met someone, you rubbed shoulders with someone who gave you a nice donation. Now you want to pass it on to the other moisters. Other moisters, tell them about it. So they should also come.
and get this dorka. So is that right or wrong? The chura
should be also, because we have, because back to Gemara above Metzia. Gemara says three things you're mashanim: maseches, puria, or beushpiza. What does beushpiza mean? You hosted. Someone hosted you for a meal. You come back. The other anim asked, "No, how was it? Was it good?" Said, "Ah, terrible! I mamish, they because you serving you food. They don't treat you nicely. Reality, you were treated like a king. They didn't stop serving you food. They gave you such a wonderful feeling. You're mashane. So that why? Because otherwise." There'll be endless people knocking at the door. So the chura here as well, the same way you're mashane to protect the barabais from getting more and more anim wanting a meal. So likewise, you should be mashane, the chura, if someone gave you a nice donation, and obviously he has abilities. So you should be mashane, so the other people shouldn't come and ask, the chura. Could be I exaggerated a bit. That's my exaggeration. But you shouldn't be saying what a great time you have and how much they it's really good to go there. Okay? But ask Toisvus, why? Why am Shana for Shpiza? The Gemara says in Brachas, Oreach Toiv, Oimer, Komash Torah Barabais, Torah Elo Bishvili. Ask Toisvus a question. Here it says it was to hide what the host, but here in Brachas it says a Reach Toiv should say what a wonderful host I have. Toiv understands it means telling people. Say it to yourself. Tell people what a wonderful host, what a wonderful person he is. Answers Toiv was, all depends who you're speaking to. If you're speaking to Bnei Adam Mugonim or Bnei Adam She'ein Mugonim, if you're telling other people who genuinely need it, the Bnei Adam Mugonim, they are genuine anim, there's no problem. Ad Rabbah, then you should say what a wonderful host he is. The whole issue here where you're mishane because you're afraid of people who are not Mugonim, people who don't really need it, they're just manipulating, utilizing the barabais. And these, as Rashi says, in other words, if it's people who genuinely, it's a good cause, then you can say. The whole issa of spreading the name is. Thieves will come, gangsters will come. That's the issue. And therefore, says Tosfos, says Moshe, if you're telling other bad tzedakas, there are lots of good causes, other moizdas, other gabe tzedaka, so that's good. Let them come. Let them come. And it says, listen, what's the concern? That maybe, because he's too embarrassed to say no, maybe the gvir you found, it's too embarrassed to say no. There's much no chayshu for that. It means a raya, because koifan at doka, only if you know that he can't say no, the gaboyim can't ask him. But a regular person, you know chayshu. You say no if he's given too much. And says that Moshe, it's very rare to find people who give maisa. And even if he's given maisa, he hasn't given chaymesh. Therefore, koifan at doka, and therefore, there's no chashash that he's going to go over the limit. And if he does, he'll say no. He'll say no. He'll say, I've already given enough. And therefore, says Ramosha, there's absolutely nothing wrong in leaking the information and spreading the word. And in fact, you're doing him chesed. You're helping give tzedakah like he needs to. And therefore, it's fine.
Unless it's stated otherwise.
Right. Okay, if he explicitly told you not to.
Or you suspect otherwise, right? Maybe like, that's a soul. He doesn't want people
Moshe is using the koifen hatzdaka idea. There is a concept we force the koifen hatzdaka. Hatzdaka, one of the things that Beis Din forces. This is a way of pushing him a bit to give what he should be giving, and even give over more than Meisa, will still be within chaimish. It's also you're doing a chesed. It's a big schus for him to give a chaimish. Therefore, says Moshe, therefore is nothing wrong with spreading that information. In one of the shutim, in the Sefer Torah Lishma, by the Chido, he's asked about a girl, a lady, who she's not probably sure Torah mitzvahs anymore, and the father has died. Api alocha, api Torah, the sons inherit the father, and she is a girl, she's not yet the inheritance. She's gone to Erchois, she's gone to the secular courts, and by the secular law, girls also inherit their parents. So she's gone to the secular court to sue for her part of the inheritance. Api Torah goes to the sons. She's gone to the secular court to sue, for she wants her part of the inheritance. Reka din. What's the shaila? Can the sons forge, make a fictitious document, that the document says that the father gave, in his lifetime, gave all the assets over to the son? They'll make a document, they'll sign edim, and a fictitious document that says the father gave all the assets to the son. However, in Nivra, it's not true. The father died without giving anything over. Is that permitted for them to save their money? Why should they lose their money? What do you say?
You're saving her from the misery, right? She's doing chilashem. So
she's doing chilashem, or she's stealing?
I would say you know, because that's going to be stopped.
Who from?
The courts.
They're passing Shleikadin.
Geneva Stas is worse than the Islam.
No, but they're doing Shleikadin.
Okay. If a thief comes to your house, give me your money. So you pull out $100. Do you have any more money? Oh, yes, I have. In my backup. Do you have any more? Yes, I have you more. Is that called lying? If you say no, I don't have any more money, is that called lying? The answer, huh? What do you say? The facts are you have Rosh Hashanah more money. Do you have to say yes, I have more? Yes, I have more. Where's the key? I don't know. Oh, it's actually it's over there.
Not according to Yaakov Harowitz.
What?
Yeah. Not according to Yaakov Harowitz.
Why?
No, I'm saying you're saying that the Ben Yekesh not Yiddish.
Right.
I'm saying about
you don't, because
the thief is breaking.
True, but can you lie? The I agree.
General law.
I'm asking, but are you allowed to lie? You're telling him, I don't know the code of the safe. I don't have any more money. The facts are, it's not the truth. You do know. Is that called lying?
In the girl's case, general law is that they're allowed to go. They're allowed to go.
General law, but the third law. What about third law? Yes.
In the case of the girl.
Yes.
Like the Barakash didn't want to be a fault, so he cheated to get what was due to him. In this case, the money is due to the sons, because that's the Barakash.
Right.
So they can. The only issue I would have is that they need to do the forgery, because if that got discovered, it's a huge thing in Hashem.
Amazing, yes.
There's a difference between a thief, and I think it's understandable, there's a difference between a thief coming with a gunpoint and lying to him through speech, and versus lying under oath to a court system and forging a document. I don't think that's comparable. I mean, there's, because you're creating a scenario which never happened, and I believe that's Geneva's dots. It's not.
Why is it Geneva's dots? That's why I responded to you. If you agree to the thief, he's doing Shleikadin, it's not called Geneva's dots, because he's doing Shleikadin. Geneva's dots is someone who's entitled to know the truth, so you're going of his dots. A goy is buying something. He's entitled to know what he's buying. You can't mislead him. But a thief is not entitled to anything. It's not called, I'm not misleading a thief. He's not entitled to steal my money. Since al pi halacha, al pi Torah, they're not entitled to give anything to the daughter. So therefore, it's not called misleading them.
The court system is not set up just for Jews. The court system is set up for goyim, and according to what they're doing, it actually is kiddin. There is a din. There is something that they're doing that is proper. In fact, they have a chiyuv to do it. The chayiv himself, they don't. They're applying it to Jews incorrectly.
Okay.
That's, I'm assuming we're not talking about Israel. It's in America. So then, meaning the essence of what they're doing is proper, but not specifically in this case.
Okay.
So therefore, forging a document, I don't think would be any different than forging a document in the case where what they are doing is good.
Look, we have to be careful not to enter another sukkah called Dina de Malchusa. I mean, if we enter Dina de Malchusa, we may find that even if we Torah, you're supposed to follow what Malchus says. We're avoiding that point, because otherwise then that would even appear din. You have to do machusa. We're assuming it's not din of machusa. We don't have, that's not applicable, okay, in this case. Otherwise, it's not a gear. Because the Torah also have to follow din of machusa. But it's not din of machusa, that means a pi din, a pi alocha, they have no business, they have no right to interfere with the Torah. So even though they may have good intentions, they have a shloika din, and they have no right. Because it says the Torah, the Shema, which is the Chidah, says yes, definitely you can. It's called Meshanim Epnei Hasholim, and you're keeping the word of Torah, and because this woman is trying to undermine Torah law, that's what she's trying to do. And the same way we have to lie for Sholim, as we learned by Zakanti, the case we learned from previous parashas, Chayisara, Vayera, we learned that you have to lie for Sholim, keep the Torah going. His hurdle is definitely Shalom, but you have to be very careful and see the result, what's going to be. Because if it will get revealed and called Chil Hashem, then definitely not. But in principle, he holds it's definitely Mutter. This woman's trying to undermine the Torah. Definitely Mutter to keep the Torah going. It's called Enoch HaShalom Godlam is there to keep the Torah law. Therefore, in principle, you can make, if it work, you can make a forged document, sign the Adim, to upkeep the Torah law. That's what he says.
It sounds contradictory. What's the Chil Hashem? It's a Kiddush Hashem.
No, but if you get caught,
you're attempting to hold the Torah.
No, but if you get caught,
why are we defining that as Chil Hashem? Not really, because really we're attempting to
Chil Hashem doesn't go with real, because what people think. The Gemara says, Hei Chidom Chil Hashem, if I walk without, says the Gemara, if I walk without my Tazen Tefillin, and people don't know I'm not well. So people think I'm battling. Chil Hashem is all about what people think. It's not to do with reality. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he pleads with Klal Yisrael, says, oh, Yom Ro'agoyim, that you're too weak to bring them into Israel. It's not true. That's the reason, because they did a sin. Chil Hashem is all to do with what people say, for good and for bad. If people think you're chief rabbi, and they're judging you accordingly, then you're Mechal Hashem, even though you're not. Even though they're all mistaken. So therefore, they'll think it's very bad. So that's Chil Hashem. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you very much.
Yeah.